Shalom, brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today is Tuesday, the 13th of February, 2024. And on the Hebrew calendar, today is the fourth day of the Hebrew month called Adar 1. So we are in a leap year. 2024 is a leap year, both on the Hebrew calendar and on the Roman Gregorian calendar. When it comes to the Hebrew calendar, it just means that we have an extra month, thereby making it a 13-month year. So we are in the month of Adar 1. This is the 12th month of the year when counting from the month of Nisan or Aviv, as per Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Let's read that scripture today for a change, for those who don't understand what I'm talking about. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2 says, "And the Lord Yahweh," so that's God the Father, he's known as Yahweh or Yahweh. "And the Lord Yahweh spake unto Moshe and Aharon in the land of Egypt or Mizraim, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." Sorry about the noise. My daughter is with me. "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." So the reason why the Lord made the month of Nisan, which is also known as Aviv. Aviv means spring. It also means barley, because barley is the very first crop that is harvested in the Holy Land, Israel, firstborn. I say Israel firstborn because Uganda has also been revealed to be Israel's secondborn. Hallelujah. Uganda has been revealed prophetically to be Israel's secondborn. So the Lord says that the month of Nisan or Aviv is now our first month of the year. And the reason for that is the month of our deliverance from Mizraim or Egypt. So it marks our deliverance from bondage or slavery to the devil. Hallelujah. Because the deliverance from Egypt is symbolic of deliverance from what happened in the Garden of Eden, the fall of man, you know, basically giving ourselves up to the control of the devil. So this is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George, and this audio is to highlight the fact that a season that is usually honored during, I mean, a season that is usually honored around this time of year, every year, has begun today. I was meant to do an audio yesterday to talk about this, but I wasn't able to. So there's a very important season within Christianity that is observed by many people who believe they're with, you know, members of the body of Jesus Christ, every year, which usually begins around this time of year. And it's important to highlight this season because the Lord is revealing prophetically in these end times, as we get closer to the second coming or the return of our Lord Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. This season begins begins around the time, this season begins around the time of Shrove Tuesday and Valentine's Day, and then Ash Wednesday, then Lent, and all the way to Easter Monday. The Lord is revealing that prophetically that He wants us to stay away from the celebration or the observation of the days that are marked within this season, because none of these days have their roots in Jesus Christ of Nazareth or the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Yah, Y-A-H, hallelujah. None of these days that are honored by many Christians worldwide have anything to do with the one and only true Messiah or Mashiach, whose name in the Hebrew language, which is the language of creation, is Yahushua HaMashiach. However, he is popularly known as Jesus Christ, which is a Greek Latin name, but that is what he is known as worldwide. The Lord is revealing prophetically that these days that I am going to mention in this audio, they actually stain the body of Jesus Christ. They make the body of Jesus Christ, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, to bear spots and wrinkles on themselves. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27 says that Jesus Christ, or Yahushua HaMashiach, the holy bridegroom, is coming back for a bride. He's coming back for the messianic community that has no spot or wrinkle. And when he says that, he actually means it. So there are many things on this earth that cause us to have spots and wrinkles in our garments and in our spiritual garments. And the Lord is telling us to begin to stay away from those things. Some of the days included within this demonic season that is beginning today, which is called Shrove Tuesday or Pancake Tuesday, I haven't been able to write them down in the written format that I'm going to share, but I will include them in this audio, or if I do another audio, they will be included there. So it is very important to know these things, because the Lord wants us to be holy as He is holy, in accordance with His holiness standard, not our holiness standard, but His holiness standard. You see, over the years, we have been deceived so much by the spirit of Esau, which is the Rome and the Vatican spirit, that we can just go about our lives anyhow, even as born again children of Yah, and still be able to make it into heaven. The Lord is telling us in these end times that that is not the case, and that cannot be the case. You can't just continue to go on as life as usual, even after giving your life to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, and expect to be able to have a portion in the kingdom of Yah, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, not Holy Ghost. It is not possible to just, you know, live your life anyhow and expect to have a portion in eternal life with Jesus Christ of Nazareth or Yahushua HaMashiach, and God the Father, Yahweh or Yahweh, and the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh in Hebrew, also known as Shekinah glory, also known as wisdom, also known as Ruach HaKodesh. Imaya. So, yes, this audio is going to emphasize and encourage as many members of the body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, to come out of her, come out of Babylon before it is too late. Babylon has been presented to us in this evil world of Esau in various forms. It covers various areas of our lives. But there's a major focus on the spiritual side of things. Hallelujah. It's important to always remember that if the world celebrates it, then it means it has nothing to do with the Messiah. Hallelujah. If the world celebrates it, if the world welcomes it, if the world makes a big deal about it and invites people to come and celebrate together with them, that means it has nothing to do with the Messiah. Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 says, "Enter ye at the straight gate, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." So many go into the way of destruction, the broad way. I'm reading the King James Version, so it's ancient English. "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." So the Lord is telling us here that the way that leads to heaven or eternal life or the kingdom of Yah is narrow, but the way that leads to hell is broad. And the world prefers the broad way because the broad way is far easier for it than the narrow way. It is revealed in the book of 2 Esdras from chapter 6 to chapter 8 that in the beginning of time, before sin came into the world, the path to heaven, the way to heaven was broad. There was no need for it to be narrow because everything and everybody on earth was perfect. There was no sin, no lawlessness, no Torahlessness. Everything was perfect. Everybody was perfect. Then sin or lawlessness or Torahlessness came into the world and everything changed. The path to heaven narrowed down and the way to hell became broad. So we all have to be holy, endeavor to be holy, as the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, whose name is Yah, is holy, in order to be able to access eternal life in heaven. And be holy as God is holy covers every area of our lives, including our love lives, the way we walk the walk and the talk of faith. It covers everything to do with our lives, every little detail, even the one we think that doesn't matter. Because the Lord makes it very clear in the Old Testament that every area of our lives is of concern to Him. We see this in the book of Leviticus, where the Lord even talks about issues of hygiene. He talks about what we eat. He talks about how we, you know, the kind of houses we live in. He talks about how we treat our neighbors. He talks about how we grow our food. He talks about everything. There is nothing that the Lord does not cover that concerns our lives in His Word. Every little detail is of concern to the Lord. The way we look after our lives, the way we walk this earth is of concern to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be unto the Most High God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we continue, or should I just quickly mention the names of the days? Sorry about the noise. I'm struggling a little bit to do these audios this morning because baby just won't give me space or sleep the way she's supposed to sleep. So I'm just going to have to try and work around her because this needs to be done. If I say I'll do it later, it's not going to end up done. And, some things have to be done within a certain time frame. Once I miss the time frame, usually that's it until maybe, let's just say, for example, in this case, until next year. So please bear with me, brethren. There may be a little bit of noise in the background, but I just have to work around my daughter. She is going to be 20 months this month. Right. So before I, say a word of prayer and sing a song, I just want to quickly mention the names of the different days that should be of concern to everybody on this earth, especially those who are walking with the Lord and want to see God in, they want to see the face of God in a unique manner. Hallelujah. So, because the Lord is drawing us back to His holiness standard that He taught the Israelites, He is drawing us back in these end times because it's a very crucial matter. It's something that is going to determine a lot for us as the body of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. For those who are getting raptured or caught up into the heavens to be taken to the marriage supper of the Lamb, they must meet the high standard that the Lord has set. And then for those who are left behind, they need to know these things so that the enemy doesn't trap them into ending up worshipping the anti-Messiah or the Antichrist who has been revealed to be Barack Hussein Obama. So we need to know these things. God, the Creator, has a reason as to why He is revealing to them to us prophetically. So what I said here is on Tuesday the 13th of February 2024, which happens to be the 4th of Adar 1 on the Hebrew calendar, is Shrove Tuesday or Pancake Tuesday, also known as Mardi Gras. I've forgotten what language that is, but there's something called Mardi Gras. But another word for this day is Shrovetide. I've learned it's called Shrovetide or Absolution Tuesday. And this Shrove Tuesday marks the beginning of the season of a heightened level of heathen or pagan worship. So it marks the beginning of worship that is given unto the goddess, the moon goddess, who is also known as the fake queen of heaven and has various other titles. Though, because of the incestuous relationship she has with her son Tammuz, that Tammuz is also incorporated into this season. So this season begins on Shrove Tuesday, which is today, and usually ends on Easter Monday every year. Easter Monday, though I have learned that the Roman Catholics tend to celebrate Easter for a whole week. So it's not just Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday. They actually celebrate it all the way to the following Sunday that comes after Easter Sunday. Now, the interesting part is that this season is also the same season that Muslims worldwide have been scheduled to fast and pray. This is the same season. As I said, it's all about worship unto the moon goddess, who is also known as the fake queen of heaven. These are all demons. They are all fallen angels. So when idolatry came into the world, it actually implies the worship of fallen angels. Every small god, it doesn't matter what name they have given them in every language. I've had to pause the audio for a little while. Sorry. I'm being interrupted quite a lot. But anyhow, I was saying something which I've forgotten now. But yeah, I think I was saying that it says this is a season during which the moon goddess is honored quite a lot within Christianity. Remember, Christianity has its roots in Roman Catholicism. Christianity was instituted, I've forgotten the year now, 300, three, three something AD. Sorry, I've had to pause again. So what I was saying was, this is a season that is dedicated to the worship of the moon goddess or the fake queen of heaven. So the season of Christmas, which is around, from December 12th all the way to January the 2nd, that is dedicated to the sun god and the sun god reborn. And then also around June time, the summer solstice, that is the time when one of the days is longer, is the longest day in the whole year. So in December we've got the shortest day, and in June we have the longest day. Both those days are on those days the sun god and the sun god reborn are honored. So Nimrod, who is a mighty hunter as described in Genesis, is the sun god we are talking about. He was deified upon his death. He was made a god upon his death. And then he died, sorry, after he died, at some point, something to do with one lady called Ashtoreth in Hebrew, also known as Semiramis in another language, I forget, also known as Ishtar, also known as Jezebel, also known as Diana, came back, said she came back in a giant egg, so it's something to do with a rabbit, and she got pregnant by the sun or the sun god, and then she gave birth to the sun god reborn, which is Tammuz. And the strange thing is that she had an incestuous relationship with her son. So there's a lot of sexual connotations or sexual allusions when it comes to all these pagan festivals or heathen festivals. And this is one of the reasons the Lord keeps telling us not to try to learn the ways of the heathen or even copy them and then try to apply them to the way we worship him. He really does detest that. He's very strict when it comes to that. He says it very clearly in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, that we should not learn the ways of the heathen, and neither should we apply them in our worship unto him, because they are abomination to him. Okay, I need to bring this audio to an end and do another one. So remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Shalom. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George.